Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and thank you for joining Miss Worth It on A to Zaius Blog Talk Radio. What a great Saturday morning it is, and I am so glad that I have finally got back to this great opportunity to discuss and share and speak out with you on the topic today. As we look at it, is speaking the truth, or basically becoming a voice of truth. It's time, I believe, and I'm sure that you all can agree with me, that it's time to become a voice of truth in the United States. Not a voice of opinion, but truth. Because we know that we really can. You can, I can. Because once we do that, we can impact many, many, and shut down those who are about their truth instead of the truth, okay? So it's very important for us to really take a step back and think about all of the things that we are dealing with, all of the things that we are facing, all of the things that are that we are up against in today's society, and to really think about how we can be impactful. And one of the ways of being impactful is that we have to really speak and deliver the truth about any given situation, even though it may be uncomfortable for us. It may be connected to those who we care and dearly love. But when we really look at the situation, that no matter who you are, right is right and wrong is wrong. So let's take a quick look about, first of all, what does the word truth mean? So the dictionary tells us that truth is the quality of being true, being correct. That which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. A fact or a belief that accepted as truth, okay? So that's what truth means. But let's look at the definition for opinion. Opinion: a view or judgment formed about something, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. It also means the beliefs or views of a large number or majority of people about a particular thing. And then an estimation of the quality or worth of someone or something. So in reality, opinion is what you feel without any facts, any basis of it being correct. A number of people can make a decision to voice their opinion about how they feel about a situation, but does that necessarily mean that it's the truth? No, it doesn't. So, I am a Christian, and I'm sure many of you are as well. You believe in God. I believe in God, but I also believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior, His Son. So, when I think of truth, I think of the Word of God. So, if what my truth is, if it does not line up with His Word, then that's not truth. That's opinion. That's what Del Zora wants to believe. So the Bible tells us that in John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, what truth is this? Well, this is God, His truth. And it also talks about truth in Proverbs, that truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Now, because when you really think about it, if you've lived on this earth to reach 21, you know that that's real. A lie, once it's out there, and then one person realizes that's a lie, it's only for a moment that it explodes. It's for a moment, because then people begin to realize that's a lie. That's not the truth. But when you speak the truth, no matter how it hurts, no matter how it cuts, it lasts and it endures forever. So, society today, we have people speaking out all over social media or based off of what they desire, what they want, what they believe. And it's hurting us. It's harming us. Our world is in an uproar. We are in a place now where we put people in position because of their money, their power, their status, instead of, are they the right person for that job? Do they have the qualities? Do they have the wisdom to be effective in that position? What is their purpose? Are they a person that's going to stand on the truth, no matter whether it's their mom, their friend, their daughter, their son, their neighbor? The truth. Is it easy? No, it's not. When you live a life where you are compelled to be about your friends and your family and the bloodline, and I'm standing because I'm true to death. I'm true to the death. You know, that's my ride or die. But all you're doing is hurting not only yourself, but the other person and your community. Because if your son, your mother, your father has done something horrible, you need to be able to stand and say, you were wrong and I can't stand with you. When they have done something that is not right, there's right and there's wrong. There is no in between, not in the eyes of God. So it's time for us to really become a voice of truth. Let's stop having these conversations on social media based off of opinion. Because when you speak the truth, you can leave it no matter what no one say and move on. Because you know that when you hear it, when you hear the truth and you read it, even if you don't accept it at that point and you blab off, later on that truth is going to raise up right before you. And you're going to have to take a look at it. So let's shut down this voice of opinion that's roaming our society. Let's start with our home. Whoever's in the home with you, let's stand. Parents, you're the heads of your household. Let's stand today and begin to speak the voice of truth in our homes with our children. And then from in our homes, then we can go into our communities, on our jobs. We can take a stand. And yes, it may cost us something, but if you believe in the Lord thy God, you don't have to worry. He has your back. I, on my job, will not, when someone calls, I will not lie for not my direct boss or anyone. If they say, oh, just tell them I'm not here, I'm going to say they are unavailable at this time because you're telling me you're unavailable to take the call. I don't need to know why. That's not my business. But what I'm not going to do is lie and say that, oh, they're not here when they're standing in front of me or I know that they're there. I'm going to say if they say they're unavailable at this time, can they call you back? I'm not going to lie. So if that was going to cost me my job, then guess what? That's fine because that is a resource. That is not the source. My source comes from my Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. So I trust in Him all my needs. So if we can stand for the truth, whether it's my children, my grandchildren, when they're wrong, they're wrong. I'm taking this every step where I see I need to correct. I'm correcting this. I am going to be a voice of truth because that's what God has called me to be. And if that means I'm going to be alone, if that means I'm going to lose some friends, if that means I'm going to lose family, guess what? I can live without you because I now live without my firstborn son. I will stand for truth because truth is my Heavenly Father. And that's what He tells me I have to do. So I bring this to you today in these short 15 minutes, calling on us to become a voice of truth. Start in your home and then allow it to spread. Because if we can do that, we can bring about change. We can shut down those who are about the truth, who are about their truth, excuse me, what they call their truth, which is really their opinion, instead of the truth that comes with facts that lines up with God's word. So I hope you've enjoyed this moment of Miss Worth It, becoming a voice of truth, because truly we need it. And I hope you will continue to join me in 15-minute segments, speaking a word that can impact and change our lives, speaking a word that will stir us up to think more, speaking a word that will put us into a great positive conversation with others, because we need it. We really do. I'm sorry that no one joined me this morning. I didn't really publicize or promote, I guess is the word, that I was going to be on today. But however, I will be coming on Saturday mornings. And sometimes I'll have nighttime conversation, but I'll post on social media, Facebook, Miss Worth It, Instagram, IG, and Twitter. So please join me for Miss Worth It Speaks. Becoming a voice of truth is the first segment. Let's talk about it. Let's hear your thoughts and your views, how when we are not speaking the truth, how it impacts us. We only have 3 minutes left in this segment, but if you're listening and you want to give me a brief call, 516-387-1227, I'll be glad to hear from you in this last 3 minutes. How is speaking the voice of truth can help us change? Well, truth enlightens us. It helps us determine what is right and what is wrong. It also helps us to keep things in perspective. It helps us to know what we should be doing against what we're doing that's not right. So it's important that even for our children, that we interact with them and help them to understand how truth helps us. And you know what? Honest, we do that with little kids. When they're born and they're small, two toddlers, we're telling them, you better tell the truth. We're teaching them to be honest. So why is it that we become adults and forget that truth is not our opinion? Let's talk about real quick how it benefits you and others. Honesty is going to take you places in life that you never could have dreamed. And it's the easiest thing you can practice in order to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. Honesty is a part of the foundation of our core values and principles. Honesty cuts through deception and knifes its way through deceit and lies. Honesty leads to a fulfilling and free life. See, because you don't have to look over your back. You don't have to come up and forth. So in closing, let's speak the voice of truth in every aspect of our life, because honesty is not just about telling the truth. It's about being real with yourself and others about who you are. So truth will cause you to become an honest person. It will cause you to want and need to live a more authentic life. Honesty promotes openness. Truth causes honesty in your openness. It empowers us and enables us to develop consistency in how we present the facts. Truth causes us to be honest and sharpens perception and allows us to observe everything around us with clarity. So don't be deceived that your opinion is what's most important. Opinion is okay when it's, I think that's cute and I don't, and you don't. That's fine. But opinion is not acceptable when it comes to the lives of people being taken at the hands of cruelty and evil. But we don't want to lose them either. We want to pray for those. So this has been Miss Worth It Speaks with a segment on becoming a voice of truth. I hope you have enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing you next time. Miss Worth It Speaks.